Blog Talk Radio.
Another Friday night at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle is still on location. Are you out there anywhere, Kettle? Hello? You out there, Kettle? All right, she's somewhere out there floating in on location. I'm here with Red Wine also.
Bonsoir.
Okay.
I'm feeling French tonight.
All right, Kettle, if you're out there, just chime in. Your line is open. All right. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. We're going to do the lineup we got going on tonight.
All right, I guess I'll go ahead and do the rundown for the week, for the night, rather. We've got Hot Topics tonight. Then we've got What's Poppin' with Papa Didi. I'm Just Saying with me, Red Wine. And we've got Living for the City. We've got the Hollywood Wrap-Up with Kettle, with the Yellow Top, and we've got the Kiss It List, followed by the Last Word.
Cool. We're going to take a little break here and get started, see if we can find Kettle out there in the assignment area. She's working on some new stories for us for some upcoming weeks. We'll be right back.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party. www.apajamaparty.com, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. Still trying to find Kettle out there. Kettle, are you out there?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's up, Kettle?
You did some serious magic, Papa. Sorry I was missing action for a minute.
All right. Sorry. Can't leave me up here alone with red wine, you know.
What you saying?
I need a referee. I need a black and white shirt to.
Oh, Lord. Y'all need to behave. I'll be back in a short show. Y'all need to behave until I get back.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We miss you for sure. So I hope everything is
everything,
okay out there.
Yeah, everything copacetic.
Good. Without you here, we're kind of making it up as we go along a little bit, but being we all got some charismatic and rhythmic rhythm in our souls, we can make it work. Anyway, what do we got on with Hot Topics tonight? Does anybody know?
Yeah, well, I'll take a guess at it. We were looking at, I know everybody's been following the marijuana update. I call it the Mary Jane update, you know, with the different Yeah, the different states that have been legalizing or decriminalizing, depends on which way they look at it, whether or not they're going to make it legal to either use or possess marijuana in their state. And we've just been paying attention to these because, you know, it's been really funny watching how some of the states are dealing with that legislation. So, I wish I could find a couple of lawyers that could give us a call and tell us something about how this legislation works. Because when I try to read, yeah, when I try to read how one state does it versus another state, I guess I need to be a lawyer to understand it, because they've got so many, what do you call them, like loopholes, wormholes, all kind of stuff. So I'm not quite clear on how all this stuff works, but I know that there were, in the midterm elections, some of the states were voting on such issues as abortion, gun owners' rights, and, of course, Mary Jane. You remember that song?
Mary Jane. Tell us, Papa. Come on, sing it, Papa.
I remember Mary Jane.
Oh, I'm talking about the song. Don't incriminate yourself now.
And I'm a top guy as opposed to an easy water guy.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but okay.
That's a foreign language for me.
Yeah. Ooh, listen to these political correct partners.
I don't know anything about that kind of
stuff. And nobody knows nothing. Anyway.
So apparently, Florida.
But the people that are out there, I wonder, what do they think? You know, how do they feel? If you guys have a question or comment about what we're talking about as far as this Mary Jane deal, should it be legalized in your state? How do you feel about that? Or is everybody running to Colorado? What's going on?
I don't know. I know airfare going out west from the East Coast is not real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So if you try to get it legalized in your state, you might want to get on it. Unless you got money to keep flying back and forth.
Yeah, 914-4306. I was giving out the number to Kettle. Sorry to cut you off. What were you saying now?
I was just saying, that was some of the things that were on the ballot this past election, November the 4th. That was a big issue. And what was one of the states, I think, that didn't pass it? I think Florida. They shut it down. Yeah.
Yeah, which I find interesting, because so many elderly people retire to Florida, I would think that, you know, they would be the ones that would want some medical marijuana to ease their pains and ailments and illnesses and whatnot. How can I Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. I know
that's
right. And what were some of the illnesses? I think cancer was number one, AIDS.
Talking about like chronic pain, nausea, other things associated with cancer, AIDS. Of course, the world famous glaucoma.
Mm-hmm. I had a bad day at work.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis, hepatitis.
I just woke up. I need to go to bed.
Parkinson's.
Oh, that would be some of them, huh? I hate Papa.
Marijuana has never sent anybody over the top. You know, I think that booze is more of a villain than anything else. You know, you drinking booze, you want to just get crazy and get, you know, you smoke weed, you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to deal with that tomorrow, you know. So,
yeah, I know that's right. It's more of a laid-back feeling.
Yeah, weed has a
I'm just saying, I wouldn't know. I don't know what you're talking about, Papa, but, you know,
yeah,
I've allegedly heard these things.
Right. Yeah,
that's
I don't
what
know
it does
too
much. Yeah,
let me know what I
one.
Saw. I only know what I saw in a documentary, so that's all I can tell you.
What was the name of that documentary?
I think it was called Mary Jane Up in Smoke. Oh, no, that was Cheech and Chong. Yeah, that's what it was.
Watching too much of that.
There was another thing that was in the news this week about Hyundai and Kia.
Uh-oh.
You know, and I happen to like those vehicles, but apparently Hyundai and Kia got in trouble because they were falsifying some information about the performance of the cars, and now they've agreed to pay out $100 million to settle the investigation into their misstatement. In other words, into the lies that they told about the gas mileage estimates on 1.2 million vehicles.
So that's a lot of things.
It is. They're saying that the civil penalty for this one is the largest one ever under the Clean Air Act, according to the Justice Department. And they're also going to have to give some greenhouse gas emission credits, and that's going to cost them another $200 million. So I think what's going to happen is that their prices are probably going to start to go up. So if you were thinking about getting one, you might want to hurry on down. and get it before they jump that price up to pay for all this stuff.
Yeah, what you think about that, Papa?
You know, these companies is definitely full of shiggity because these companies are selling stuff worldwide. You know, and they act like they're selling stuff local. You know, they're making millions and millions of airlines. Everybody's just making big money. And they, you know, $100 million is nothing to these people. Nothing. When layman's hear these numbers, they act like it's a big deal. But these companies know that $100 million is nothing. It's really a walk in the park. I mean, cell phone companies and everybody, they're making so much money that people couldn't even imagine. They couldn't even imagine. I mean, it's just.
But my thing is, why did they have to lie? That's what bothers me. You know, why you have to lie? Is that to push your sales up? You know, so you can say, okay, I'm number one this year.
Yeah, that was the original thing. You know, because everybody's competing with each other. See, they're more competing with one another. They don't really care about the public. You know, Hyundai cares more about competing with Honda as opposed to worrying about what Joe Schmo or Mary Jane thinks. You know, there's that name Mary Jane again. But,
uh-oh.
So it's not, you know, it's just a paragraph on paper. It's all it is. I mean, people, when it comes to somebody's news story about companies and what they're getting sued and what they're paying out, they pay out $100 million a day and they make $300 million tomorrow. So it's really not, they get no sympathy from me. In fact, we might as well put them on a kisser list. Who was that, Hyundai?
Hyundai and Kia.
But if folks got questions or comments about what we're talking about, what's the number, Papa?
It's 914-803-4306. We're going to take a small break here, and we'll come back here in a moment.
What's your opinion? We want to know on the late-night adult pajama party. Call us now on 914-803-4306 and tell us if you agree or disagree, or if you don't care one way or the other. If you've been waiting all week to tell somebody what's on your mind, now is your chance. Dial 914-803-4306 and press 1 to speak with the Pajama Party live on the air. To listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen banner on the top right. If you'd like to advertise your business with us, get in touch on www.apajamaparty.com. So call us now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We will get to you as quick as we can. Now, back to the Pajama Party Live.
Yeah, we're back here on the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle on location. You out there, Kettle?
Hey, what's going on?
I got red wine here in the studio.
Bonsoir.
Yeah. Anyway, so where were we, red wine, with the hot topics?
Anyway, did you all hear about Detroit? You know how Detroit had filed bankruptcy a while back, about a year and a half ago. They filed bankruptcy, right? Well, they have come up with a plan that the judge has approved that they can finally get out of bankruptcy. So Detroit may be on them.
Wow.
So I'm real happy to hear that. So apparently the judge was telling them they need to move past their anger and do what they got to do to all pull together and fix the Motor City. So what happened was the people who had retiree pension plans, they agreed to cut their pensions by 4.5%, and that knocked out $7 billion in debt.
Wow.
That's a lot. Then they said, okay, well, if we get rid of $1.7 billion to demolish some of the blighted buildings, all those boarded-up buildings and stuff that have been neglected, you know, from people moving and, or as they call it, flight, because you know how when that city went down, people got up out of Detroit. So, according to the statistics, when the lights come on, hello. But according to the statistics, in 1980, they had like 1.2 million people that were residents, and now they're down to like 688,000. So you got a lot of things that are in disrepair, and as a result, of course, that brings down the tax base. They don't have money for the services that the city would normally provide. And, of course, you know, some of that problem came from mismanagement in the government. You know, previous administrations there in the city were doing some funny stuff with the money. So as a result of all of that stuff, you know, now they've got a plan. The judge has approved it, signed off on it, and they are on the way back up. So they did have some foundations and philanthropists that put up $816 million in a pot that was going to help to offset some of the pension cuts. And it also kept them from having to sell their art museum, which apparently is
wow.
one of the top.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, Motor City may be on the way back. I wish them
might
well.
Be called something else though. Might be called something else. What might be Art City?
Yeah, they were hanging on to that art museum at all costs, apparently.
Well, let me give my opinion.
Uh oh. You need a disclaimer, Papa?
I need a disclaimer. Give me a disclaimer.
Okay.
The following
but
program
won't
contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
And why would you think that?
Okay, Detroit, Michigan, the land of milk and honey, the auto capital of the world, home of Motown.
Okay.
Now, peep this here. This is a place that was thriving at one point, okay? But they got pulled in, they got sucker punched, and they was manipulated, okay?
Mm.
By the Japanese.
Uh-oh.
74 through 78, when the Japanese came along with the Datsun, and the Americans said, damn, what am I doing with this big old deuce and a quarter? What am I doing with this big-ass Cadillac? Why is my car made out of metal anyway? When I can get some fabricated bullshit, I might as well ride some fabricated bullshit on four wheels. And America went for it.
Wow.
Cheaper. And the steel mills all up around everywhere. Flint, all up and down. I mean, take the train from New Orleans to Pittsburgh by way of Cleveland and, you know, all up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
All up around Detroit and Toledo. All up, take the train, take the Amtrak passenger train up to the area and look at the decapitated buildings and all the steel mills that sit up like skeletons that land around from rich folks that owned it, bailed, and left it there. Because, you know, most black folks was on the assembly line. They wasn't owning nothing. They sure wasn't in charge of nothing, and they sure wasn't overseeing nothing. Some people bailed out. Pulled out and left the Cadillac parked on the side of the road and jumped into Datsun 210 and the Datsun 280Z.
Oh, yeah.
And all, yeah, see, listen to Red White. Oh, yeah. But see, y'all driving them Cadillacs again, right?
Because I want you, Bob. I want the deuce in the quarter. Give me the deuce in the quarter. That's what I want.
Especially when you get into an accident in the middle of the intersection, you need some protection around your ass. And that Datsun 210 just ain't going to make it. But anyway, all this stuff was, you know, I just think that when they went bankrupt, I think that was a time when Oprah and Tyler Perry and Michael Jordan and LeBron James, people should that had money should have brought because, you know, the market was low. It was a buyer's market at the time, and they slept on it. So I'm sure some Asians came over. I'm sure some Canadians came over across the bridge and got that stake in. Those are the people Red Wine was talking about, the undercover, what do you call the people? Philanthropists, yeah.
They're philanthropists.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. And they came over and did their thing. And, it's going to rise. And you know, you got to give the Canadians a reason to come over to Detroit instead of Detroit going over to Toledo, I mean, not the up top of Detroit, which is Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a situation where America just don't have any ducks in order. And the big jokers from back in the day left everything in shambles, and black folks ain't had nothing to do with it. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's it. That's what Papa Didi said. If you guys got any questions or comments, give them the number again, Papa.
It's 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Press 1. And let us talk about this stuff. And we ain't trying to hear ourselves talk here. We like to people to interact and give us some opinions and give us a little competition up here. You know, let's make this active two-way conversation.
I know
anyway,
that's right.
Where are we going to go from here, Red Wine, Kettle, which all
Well, let's see. We can go ahead and go to the hit it and quit it headlines. We only have a few tonight. But there are a few things that are jumping around in the news that we just wanted to touch on briefly. We have, let's see, Coke, Coca-Cola. For everybody who's a Coca-Cola drinker, Coke has a new product out. Did you hear about that one, Kettle?
Yeah, it's called Coca-Cola Life.
Yeah.
And, it's green. I wonder if it's a part of that Green Leaf stuff we were just talking about. Mary Jane, what you think?
I don't know, but the way people are falling out trying to get it, it does make you wonder, what is in that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
They say people are lining up, ordering it in advance, and having stores hold it for them and stuff. What is going on with that?
So Coca-Cola announced a 60-calorie soda with no artificial sweeteners.
So they say.
It has a green label, and it's called Coca-Cola L-I-F-E, Life.
Mm-hmm.
So I
think that life means something. I don't know what, but I think that means something.
I don't know. They said people are going crazy over that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just something new, you know.
Well, I got another one. Everybody knows Jay-Z, husband of Beyonce.
Yeah, Mr. Knowles.
Yeah. You call him Mr. Knowles. You know you're wrong.
That's Miss Jay-Z. What's he talking about?
Yeah, Mr. Beyonce. Well, you know, if you recall, you know, back around in the earlier part, middle of 2000, a lot of rappers, including him, were always talking about Cristal in their rap songs, right? Well, all of that changed when Jay-Z found out that this magazine called The Economist published an article quoting the person who runs the company that makes Cristal. A French gentleman, Frederic Rousseau, he was asked in an interview, how did he feel about hip-hop artists tarnishing the high-end brand of Cristal? And Mr. Rousseau replied, well, what can we do? We can't forbid people from buying it. And once Jay-Z got he pulled out a Cristal and started drinking what they call that Ace of Spades champagne that runs about... runs about 300 a bottle. It's actually not called Ace of Spades. People call it that because it has that big spade on the front. I'll probably pronounce it, but it's actually called Armand de Brignac, and also known as Ace of Spades. So I don't know how much he paid for it. I tried to find out, but that information has not been released. But congratulations, Jay-Z. He's now the owner of that company. So I guess now he doesn't have to pay $300 a bottle to get his Ace of Spades.
I know that's right. Look, he might be saying blackjack.
Yeah.
Watch out, man.
And those
he might change
cute.
It.
Yeah, that's the one with the gold. Isn't that the one with the gold bottles? That's some pretty stuff. One of these days, I'm going to try some.
I know that's right. Are you not going to try Cristal? What's up with that? You going to try Jay-Z?
Yeah. I think after I read about that man's comment, I don't think I need to try Cristal. You know, I'm just saying. Did you hear about Yellowstone Park was trying to get Wi-Fi or saying that they were about to put Wi-Fi out in Yellowstone? I was trying to understand. What is that about? Because I thought if you were going hiking and stuff, why do you need Wi-Fi?
Yeah, old hikers.
I don't understand.
The modern day hikers is like, you know, they ain't trying to miss a beat.
That's like going to the gym, working out and got your phone on your belt. I don't think so. Yeah. I hear they're gonna put $34 million in it.
What?
I don't know.
Like I said earlier, money is up in abundance. Everybody has it but poor folks. Everybody has it. Here's a little let me do the story here, state-to-state news. You got Durham, North Carolina. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Durham, North Carolina.
Durham.
Am I saying it right? I'm from the north, so if I say it wrong.
Indeed. Okay, Kalaki.
Anyway, reports from the police department shows in Durham.
Durham.
762. Of the 910 drivers and passengers searched by the police officer from January 1st to June 30th were black.
Say what? Mm.
That's not good.
Out of 910 people stopped, 762 was black.
That ain't right.
This is getting out
that
of
That ain't right.
It's almost like blacks are being used as a play toy. I think we need to have a sit out. I think we need to just stay in the house maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Don't give white folks nothing to play with. I mean, because it seems like we just become people's play toy. We become a people's quota matchers, people's accusers, whatever you want to use us for. That's.
But I'm surprised that they put that statistic out there. That's crazy.
It's public knowledge. After a while, you look up and some of those old boxes on there have the race that the police officer had to fill out, and they just check black, and then somebody goes in on a research group and they pull out the info, and it ain't really like a surprise. It's already there. So.
Well, I guess you have to go around. If you got to go through 95, you better go around.
But
better go around.
Under the radar.
This will come to pass. Like my man, I talked about Gil Scott Heron last week, saying that the revolution will not be televised. So when the crap hits the fan, it ain't going to matter what your race, creed, or color is. Everybody going to be running for the hills. Give us a call. 914-803-4306 if you want to tap in, press 1 and join the conversation. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Hey, this is Kettle with the Yellow Top. I'm waiting to hear from you tonight. I'm at the Pajama Party Live. So you can reach us at 914-803-4306. Or you can check us out on apajamaparty.com. I've got my opinions, but I want to hear yours. Papa Didi and Red Wine are trying to beat me down, so I need you to call back and back me up. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. So call me now. 914-803-4306.
I'm right here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. Waiting to hear from you. Here it comes.
I gotta go.
Back on the Pajama Party, I'm your host, Papa
Didi,
along with my co-host,
Kettle. Bonsoir. Hey, what's going on?
Kettle and Red Wine said bonsoir if you want to wear the voice.
I'm sorry, I'll wait for my turn.
She's a ham. She's Mike Hogg.
My turn. Bonsoir.
Yeah, go ahead. She wanted to do a little historical story here. What you got, Red Wine, on that level there?
Yeah, I just wanted to say on the last Hit It and Quit It headlines, congratulations to Miss Mia Love. She is Utah's first black female Republican congresswoman. Go ahead, Miss.
All right. Yay!
She's only 38 years old, and she won with more than half of the vote in the state of Utah, if you can believe that.
Surprise, surprise, she's Republican.
Yeah.
In Utah.
In Utah.
Oh, and she won. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
mean,
shocked.
Anyway.
I'm shocked. Aren't you shocked, Kevin?
Behave, I'm fine. Behave, Papa. I'm not back yet. Wait till I get back. Then we can gang up on her.
Give her props for being black and having a job, but a Republican in Utah winning an election? Okay.
But a black Republican in Utah winning
black,
an election, that's a different twist.
Yeah, Oreo cookies are black,
too.
But congratulations,
Mia Love.
We'll look for you on Fox Network with your boy, what's his name, Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, and the rest of those crazy
We'll look for you at the Christmas party with Bill O'Reilly.
He's still on TV?
Anyway.
Oh, Lord, please.
Anyway,
all
moving right along.
Mia,
what's her name, Mia?
Mia Love.
Okay, we'll put her over on the left side of the room with, what's that guy's name, Steele? What was his name?
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Anyway.
Another black Republican.
Yes, that's what they do. All right,
so. What's popping tonight, Poppin'?
Man, let me tell you, there's a lot going on. I just can't get this NFL off my plate. They're just some vicious animals, And, at halfway through the season, league-wise attendance at stadiums is on a record-breaking pace. Most of these games are averaging like 68,000 people per game. But with the television rights, you know, the stadiums could be empty, and the owners will still make a boatload of money, you know.
Wow.
TV ratings were equally high or better than last year by averages of 18.4% million people viewing. They got 6.3 more female audiences. I mean, it's just over the top, you know. And on September 11th, the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the male and female fans were just off the chain. Record. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
and that was after all of that.
The NFL is making a ton of money, is what I'm saying. And later on in the segment of Living for the City, I'm going to do a comparison with the NFL and another major sport out here that's just doing what they want to do. And it's just, you'll see the comparison. You know me, it's all racial to me. But anyway, I'm not trying to be, you know. Anyway. I need some cold water. Anyway, you know, it's just a mess. You know, the NFL is getting to the point where they're finding people, taking money, anything money these players do. Like I said, the NFL is 75% black. So these are most of the brothers that are getting, you know, they're getting their money taken from for every little thing. But then when the NFL does something wrong, you know, they do a press conference saying, oh, well, we got it wrong. We made a mistake. We got it wrong. Who's finding their ass? You know, Kaepernick, $10,000 for wearing the wrong headphones.
Yeah.
He wasn't wearing the Bose headphones. He was wearing Beats headphones. $10,000. Are you kidding me?
What about the guy who got fined $8,000 for a bad hit?
I'm just saying, and then not to mention, like I said earlier, the money that they're making on the attendance being up. I mean, it's so much going on. I mean, I know a couple people that I interact with that are season ticket holders. They're selling their tickets and all kind of, I mean, it's just a mad hustle. The season tickets are just being sold. People on the job yelling out, yo, I'm not going to that Cleveland game. You want to buy my tickets this week? It's just,
Well, I got a question for you. How do I get a piece of this action?
Get a piece of the pie. I think somebody eventually is going to sit back and think about what you just said, Papa. And they're going to end up suing the NFL because why are you fining me for some crazy stuff? Wearing some headphones, 10 grand? Come on now. And they pay it because they have the money. It's like a drop in the bucket to them.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's just too much. Where is that money going? Is that going to one of these owners or whatever pockets? Where is it going?
Ain't no telling. You know, they have a clutch fund. Sometimes they have a slush fund that they tag, they put a charity tag on or a religious tag or any other discreet tag that they can, you know, cover it up, claim is going a certain direction. And also you have Adrian Peterson who took a plea this week as far as his situation, you know. And they boost up saying, well, he took a plea so he can get a little jail time and all this stuff.
People
have done worse. You know, and it's just, and you know, and then they get between a rock and a hard place because Adrian Peterson is one of the best players out there. So, and then they're saying, well, Nike dropped him. Give me a disclaimer real quick, please. Just for a second. Okay. I'm not going to be too crazy with it.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Who gives a damn about Nike? I mean, really? $200 sneakers? You know, you can't get a windbreaker less than $100. I think, you know, I mean, it's the prices of Nike gear is just ridiculous. It's about as ridiculous as a Sony TV as opposed to other TV. You know, it's just a TV. You're paying for the name. And, you know, the NFL kills me how they're worrying about somebody dropping that has to do with sports apparel as opposed to food, water, anything that has to do with real life. You know, anything that's really organically growing or just life itself. And they worried about, oh, we're going to, it didn't, when they brought him back the first time, you had Anheuser-Busch threatening to pull off. Like, you know, like Anheuser-Busch is not going to be in our stadium no more, so we can't buy a $7 bottle of beer. You know what I mean?
Oh, but did you hear that a lot of those sponsors have quietly come back? The ones that were making all of that noise.
These were idle threats. Where else are you going to sell $100 sneakers? Where else are you going to sell a $7 bottle of beer?
But the ones who had stepped away about 2 months ago that made all that stink, talking about they don't want to be associated with all of this stuff going on with the players and all the trouble, all the majority, if not all of them, have quietly eased on back. And they're now just doing what they were always doing,
but they just didn't
make a stink about it.
They did not go anywhere.
Well, supposedly they did,
okay.
And that is
they were just laying
back.
Low. They were just
laying low,
like Papa said. Mm-hmm.
You put a screen in the window, the air is still going to blow through the screen. Okay, so it's not like it ain't like you're stopping anything from flowing. I mean, it's just, and I'm saying all this because this is not a sports story. This is just real life. You know, and take heed to it. Don't let the sports tag fool you. When I talk about sports situations and the internal madness on sports, just make it relative to real life. You know, stop thinking this is about the NFL. This is real life. These are people whose pockets are getting lined with gold. I mean, gold. They live in. Mm-hmm. I would love to go to an owner's party or owner's get together or owner's banquet. Are you kidding me? They probably got the groupies. They probably got some side rooms, some side hustles. Oh my god! I don't even want to. Who are you kidding
look,
me?
That's a whole other story, Papa. That's a whole other story. If anybody got any questions or comments of what we're talking about, dial us at 914-803-4306, and of course, press 1 like Red Wine says.
Press 1.
So we're gonna take a little CT break, Red Wine.
Yes, we
and
are.
And we're gonna come back on this heavy discussion.
Alrighty.
Hey, this is Red Wine, just doing a few promos for the Pajama Party Adult Online Radio Talk Show. You know how we do it. PJs only. No clothes allowed. And I was just trying to get this done.
Hey, Red Wine, are you talking about the Pajama Party? Where we talk about hot topics, movie reviews, living for the city, and what's popping with me about Didi?
I know you guys aren't doing this spot without me. Tell me what the devil's talking. Did you tell everybody that they can reach us at apajamaparty.com or call us live, 914-803-4306. Check us out on Twitter, and don't forget to tip the list.
Okay, now is the time for me to sing.
Oh,
me,
no,
me, me,
no,
me,
no.
Me.
We don't have time for all that.
You know what she could sing.
Aw.
Let's get back to the show.
All right, we're back here at the Pajama Party. I'm here, but my partner, Kettle.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
And I'm Papa Didi, of course. Red Wine, what we got next up here on the agenda?
I've got my topic for this week. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always have something on my mind. And this week, what I have on my mind is, I'm just saying, can't we just do one holiday at a time?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get
one over? Watch out, man.
Can we get through one at a time? Now, this is a question I have all of the retailers out there. Can we just do one holiday at a time? Okay, I'm just saying. I call it holiday creepage, has reached a new low. Whether you celebrate all of them, some of them, or none of them at all, they do exist. And each of them has their own time slot, or at least they used to. Okay, so now it seems like the retailers are so hungry for sales and desperate to reach their quotas, they don't care. Whether one holiday promotion infringes on another one, they don't care. They just roll them all out there, mix them all up together. Now, I remember when it was like an unwritten rule that each holiday was allowed its own time to start and wrap up. And then that doesn't seem to be the case anymore, though. Okay, for example, now you got Halloween commercials. And those sales, they start all the way back in early September. And I won't even talk about the costume industry, how they turned all of these little sexy costumes and stuff, things that you wouldn't even think about being sexy. Who's ever heard of a sexy SpongeBob and stuff like that? But they got all these crazy costumes, and not just for adults. They got them for the kids. Sexy nurses and sexy this and sexy that. That's why these kids are so oversexed, but that's another topic. Let me get back on topic. So if that wasn't bad enough, okay, the new trend now is to see how early can we make Black Friday start. Now, JCPenney, I'll say JCPenney, has moved Black Friday to Thanksgiving night at 5 o'clock. I am appalled.
It's open at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Thursday night. Why are you supposed to be having dinner?
Why are you supposed to be sitting on the toilet?
Yeah, by that time, if you eat early.
Yeah, if you eat around 2 o'clock, around 5 o'clock, you know, that food's about to come out of your ass.
Now, okay.
Anyway,
I thought Macy's had really gone too far when they announced they were going to start at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. But then JCPenney said not to be outdone. We're going to do it at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walmart, they do it at noon.
It's just getting ridiculous. So, and by the way, put JCPenney on the Kiss It list.
I got him there already.
Thank you very much. Now,
what time is Kmart open?
Oh, Kmart, they're open like at noon, but they've been doing that for 20 years.
There's no such thing as Thanksgiving anymore. Just grab a leg and run out.
I'm saying now, isn't Thanksgiving supposed to be a time that you spend with your family and friends and your loved ones around a plentiful meal and enjoy the football games and reflect upon the blessings of the year and overeat, drink, and pass out, and then, you know, lay around the house? But the retailers are trying to rob us of this simple pleasure. And now, in the middle of all of that, you know, it is good to see you got some retailers that are saying they're not going to participate in it. Some retailers are saying we're not even going to be open on Thanksgiving Day to allow our employees and on all of our staff and everybody to enjoy the holiday with their family. And you can come in and work on Friday, which is when Black Friday is supposed to be. That's why it's called Black Friday, not Black Thursday. So I'm trying to figure out why is everybody so eager to keep pushing it back? So here's my proposal. I think we need to pass a holiday legislation to stop retailers from doing what I call holiday creepage. Let's have a law that says you cannot creep one holiday into another. At least that way we would have some kind of boundaries, and they couldn't start pushing their sales and commercials from one holiday blending into the next before we can even do it. I mean, for the ladies, you know the rule is you aren't supposed to wear white shoes after Labor Day, right? It's not a law. It's just the way it is. Some of us abide by it. Some of us don't. But the ones who don't, you know what the policy or the rule is. You just choose to ignore it if that's what you choose to do. But we all kind of get with it. And I think we need to do the same thing with these holidays. It's clear that these retailers don't even care. They're going to do what they want to do. And poor struggling Kmart, you know, they've been teetering on the brink of bankruptcy for what? Every time we turn around, Kmart's claiming they're going into bankruptcy. So, you know, they're starting at 12 o'clock. So God bless them. Maybe they'll make enough to hang around another couple of months before they claim bankruptcy again. But
hey, as long as they got Jacqueline Smith in there and Martha Stewart, oh, they good to go.
Well, that's true. I just wanted to go back to when we used to be able to sit down and map out where we're going for Black Friday. You know how we would line up the coupons and the sales, and we knew who had what, who had the free turkeys, who was doing everything. And then we would be out there at 3 in the morning freezing to death with a thermos, had the kids crying in the car, and you go through the routine, and we enjoyed it. It was miserable, but we enjoyed it. And I just want to get that back. That's part of Americana. It's the culture of America. We need our Thanksgiving back. You retailers, you're being greedy, money grubbing, and you all need to go take a time out somewhere. This stuff is out of control, and I'm just saying that, you know, they're threatening what I call the sanctity of Thanksgiving. I want my Thanksgiving back. I don't think people should have to rush out from their grandparents and elderly people who drove from wherever they drove to come and see them once a year, and then they got to say, oh, Grandma, I can't stay. I only got time to grab a to-go plate because I got to work. That's ridiculous. This is your time to spend with family. Retailers, stop being a jerk.
Are they on the kitchen list?
Yes, they're on the kitchen list. All the retailers that are opening up early on Thanksgiving Day, taking people away from their families, you're on the kitchen list.
Mm.
You're on the Java Party Kiss It list, and you are on Red Wine's private Kiss It list. You don't want to be.
You just
there.
Saying. And you just
I'm saying.
Saying.
All you can tell is you get your life. Get your life. This is red wine, and I'm just saying.
I know red that's wine. Right. You're gonna get a snap on that.
Got me sweating up in here. Where's the bartender?
I'm about to pour you some brown liquor.
You gonna feed red wine some brown liquor? Watch out, man. If they got any questions or comments, they know what to dial, 914-803-4306. And, of course, red wine says press 1.
Press 1? Woo! Mm-hmm. Let's go to Living for the City. What you got for us this week, Papa Didi?
Living for the City.
Yeah, bring it on in. Living for the City.
Living for the City. It's a segment that we talk about things that are, you know, the careers of people is really important. On the Ray Rice issue, I want to comment on something. A gentleman named Adam Scheffner, he's the one of the ESPN, one of the hosts of a show called The Insider, NFL Insiders. He made a comment yesterday, I believe, and he said, well, I don't know why they're going through this this particular mitigation for Ray Rice because nobody's gonna pick him up. If they do pick Ray Rice up, they'll do it like during the off season. He was very serious and adamant about this.
How did he know?
And then his boys joined in. A guy named Bill, I can't pronounce his name, Polian. He's a guy about 150 years old. He used to be one of the general managers of the Indianapolis.
He is old.
This guy's old as dirt. You'll see. And he got a brother on there. I didn't get his name, but I'll have him next week because I'm going to ride his ass next week. He's on the show as well. And he was talking. He was just saying the same thing. Yeah, nobody's going to take Ray Rice. Nobody's going to take Ray Rice. And, you know, I just think that people just need to be commentators. They need to be analysts and stop putting, you know, their opinion on what they think somebody's going to do. Because, you know, your fat old ass. Do I need a disclaimer for that? Anyway.
You need a disclaimer.
You're an analyst. You know, you're not even in shape, and you're sitting back talking about what's going to happen with Ray Rice or what shouldn't happen, and you're putting bugs in the NFL's ears, and they're listening. Goodell listens to ESPN, and they take their opinion. Everybody listens to the NFL Network and everything like thing like that, but it's just. You know, but what's gotten me and what I'm going to say on this situation is that with all the things, I said all this stuff tonight to come to a particular climax on some other things. NASCAR.
Uh-oh.
Okay. NASCAR. Let me get a disclaimer.
Hey, Bill.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
I don't know if anybody's been watching NASCAR lately. You don't have to. Just watch the news. Lately, NASCAR been acting a motherfucking fool, okay?
Yes, they have.
These jokers been fighting. Jeff Gordon was clipped by another gentleman. I don't have his name. But anyway, when it was over, Jeff Gordon went over to his pit and got into a shouting match with him. They put some space between him and Jeff Gordon, and then somebody on Jeff Gordon's team pushed him, and like 20 people just started throwing punches and all kind. It was just mayhem. It was crazy. If you go on a computer, pull up NASCAR, just put in something like NASCAR fight, and you will see a crazy brawl. I mean, they were fighting like blood. It was just crazy. And I'm saying all this to say that nobody got fined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no $10,000 for wearing headphones. Like I said, going back to Gil Scott-Heron, the revolution would not be brought to you by Coke. It would not come to you after a message from the White Tornado. You know, and all this stuff is coming to light because NASCAR is doing what they want to do. You got Tony Stewart to hit a gentleman on the road with. At a race.
Yeah, on the track.
He was completely exonerated for that. He didn't even go. Then he had to go to trial. And the gentleman died, killed the guy.
I don't understand it.
And the NFL is getting busted.
Some type of pack or something. I don't get it.
And the NFL is getting busted for hitting the quarterback too low. for doing just the simple things. And NASCAR is acting the fool. And ain't nobody getting fined. Business as usual. We'll be in Talladega on Saturday. Tune in. Matter of fact, they use the fight as advertisement. If you look at a NASCAR commercial, they say, oh, the thrill of NASCAR. Here's Jeff Gordon getting hit by something-something. And this is the end result. So they're showing the brawl as part of their commercial advertisement. And ain't nobody saying nothing. And these young kids, mostly gray, you know, gray's our code for white. Mostly these gray kids are watching NASCAR act a fool, get away with it, and not be punished at all. And this is called entitlement. And NFL, 75% black, are getting fined, money, kicked out, suspended. Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, different brothers on there. Everybody, who else we got on there? Let me just run a couple more names. Ray Donaldson, Greg Hardy. I mean, these people got serious issues going on with their finances, with their families. And NASCAR just do their thing, and then we'll see you in Talladega on Saturday.
That's how they roll.
So I just wanted to put that out there. Just like I said, it had nothing to do with sports. Look at the big picture. It's got nothing to do with sports. Mm. Anyway.
So the sports are just sort of like a cover.
It's a cover.
For what's really going on.
NASCAR is getting away with murder. It's crazy, and nobody's speaking on it, and they're just doing what they want to do. It's a mess.
Well, I'm glad you spoke on it.
Well, you know me.
I know that's right, Papa. I'm proud of you. I want to pat you on the back. Boop, 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 boop.
Get past my ass. Are you kidding me?
All right. Son of a bitch,
son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Anyway.
Anybody got any questions or comments on Papa Didi or Red Wine or my comments, Kettle, down 914-803-4306. And please press 1. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear some feedback from you guys. Give us a buzz.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial, and then we're coming back with the Hollywood wrap-up. So we're going to take a break,
right,
Kettle, and we'll come back to you.
All right.
Living just enough for the shit.
Okay, but why are we doing Stevie Wonder? I thought we were doing pajama party.
Well, I was talking about my little one of my segments of Living for the City.
Join the party.
Now you ride me.
That's every Friday night at 9. Pajama party. No clothes allowed.
Kettle and Red Wine step on my parade. I had the mic first. And they're coming in just trying to, you know.
It's my turn.
Call us at
914-803-4306.
And press 1 to be put into the queue. And say what you have to say. You can read off what we're talking about. Come up with a new subject of your own. We're free. We're liberal. We're easy.
It's the same.
Each and time we're here, 9 p.m. Friday nights at 6 o'clock
West Coast.
And maybe 7 o'clock in the mountains? Or in the,
7 in the mountains.
Around Michigan.
Central.
Michigan and New Orleans and all that. We're like an hour back.
Yeah,
but 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
9:15
is
tea time.
It's tea time, 9:15.
Don't be late when you listen up. It's
9
o'clock on the dot.
That's right. Every Friday night.
We'll see you there.
Goodbye.
All right, we're back here at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle on location. Still out there, Kettle?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm here.
And I got Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
She's... and you know, when Red Wine makes a bonsoir statement, she's also changing clothes. You got to see this. Yeah, she's changing clothes. She goes in the bathroom. She actually goes in a Sunoco gas station bathroom and changes clothes. It's crazy.
Michelle.
Yeah. She's putting a big old, what is that, a flower or something in your hair?
It's a beret.
Yeah,
I'm wearing my beret.
Yeah.
To go with my red wine.
And she got this stinking ass perfume on. You got to see this and smell this. Anyway, what we got going on next?
Time out for you, TV.
This Hollywood wrap-up. Movie I went to go see, the latest one, the best-selling novel by Zane called Adictive. I give it a 5, 7, and a 9. I'm going to explain that 5, 7, and 9.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 5 for the storyline, 7 for the sex, and 9 for the actors. The actors were Sharon Leal, Boris Kojo, Tasha Smith, the model, fine, sexy Tyson Beckford, and Williams Levy. A few of those players, those actors played in some Tyler Perry movies. You know, Boris Kojo from The Husbands of Hollywood, and Tyson Beckford, you know, he's a fine, fine model. Whew, built to the teeth. But the five, the storyline was weak. You didn't know what was going on to the very, very end. The sex overpowered everything, so that's why I gave it a 7. I kind of enjoyed it.
She's a freakazoid robot anyway.
Yeah. If you're not into Zane or you don't understand Zane, you can't get into this film. But that's about the best I can give it. My 5, 7, and 9. 4.
Okay, that's an interesting way to review a movie. You got your own way.
There you go, Kettle with the yellow top.
7 and 9.
All right, 5, 7, and 9 for Addicted.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to wait till it comes out on DVD.
I know, that's right. Who knows? You might view it as a 10. You know how you are, Real Wine.
If I look at it on a DVD, I can pause it when I want to pause it.
I know, that's right. So what we got next, Real Wine?
Let's see. Papa Didi, you got a cocktail of the week for us this week?
Well, let's see here. I put some bottles on the table. Got something called a bourbon sidecar.
Ooh.
Mm.
Some brown liquor drink.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Is there any other booze out there?
I've heard that there is something other than brown.
Besides bourbon and Jack.
I know you don't think it is, but there is actually something other than brown out there.
Yeah, 2 ounces of bourbon whiskey.
Get some
ice. It's a simple drink. It's one of them rot gut drinks, too. There ain't nothing pretty about this. So if you're looking for a pretty drink, you need to talk to Red Wine or Kettle. Anyway, enjoy 2 ounces or 2 shots of whiskey, bourbon, brown.
All right.
Funky or smell good, you know, because bourbon got a funky smell and a smell and a good smell. You got 1 shot of triple sec and a 1/2 ounce of fresh lemon.
Now, that sounds all like right.
A simple.
Mm-hmm.
But effective.
Pour the whiskey, triple sec, and lemon juice or fresh lemon in a cocktail shaker, half filled with ice cubes. Shake it well. Strained into a chilled cocktail glass.
Shake it. Wait a minute.
And with the raw ingredients in this here, thing, I do all that. This is real. This is rotten good. But one thing about brown liquor, if you can get past the first taste, saturate your tongue and your taste buds, everything else is just routine.
But I think with that triple sec and that lemon, that's going to kind of cut through the harshness of the bourbon.
And it cuts through vodka and rum, but it can't handle.
Well, when we go off the air, we're going to find out.
Uh-oh. Sometimes you need a stiff one every now and again.
When are you coming back, Kettle? Kettle, you coming back?
I should be back in a couple of weeks, Papa.
Yeah, but Red Wine got too much square footage in the room here.
Uh-oh.
And we need to get her back. We need to put her back in the.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah, they just legalized marijuana in D.C. And she's a smoke person. I mean, the spokesperson.
All right.
But that D.C. law still has to go through Congress, from what I hear. And if Southeast don't stop acting a fool, they ain't going to get approved. I think they might approve it for different regions of Northeast, like Northwest. And Northeast might get approved, but Southeast, y'all voting. But I'm not beating up on Southeast. You know, it's all good.
Okay.
But I wish them luck.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. This is a mother city here. We're not gonna
All right.
We're not gonna put down DC. Give us a call, 914-803-4306.
Yeah, we're about to wrap it up in a few, but we do need to hit the Kiss It list for this Friday. Let's see. I've got JCPenney for moving their Black Friday sale back to 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Shame on you.
Isn't that crazy?
Shame on you.
5 p.m. And, of course, Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner. He's a permanent fixture on the Kiss It list. We have
We've got this guy.
He's granite and stone.
Oh, yeah.
We've got him like he's the 11th commandment on the Kiss It list.
Yeah, he's got a permanent spot. Also, we've got, I don't know if I'm mispronouncing his name,
Rienus Priebus. Priebus.
He's the Republican National Committee chairman, and he's on the list for accusing President Barack Obama of lying to Hispanic voters. He claimed that the president would say anything to get the Hispanic vote and then does not deliver. So for that, Mr. Priebus, you are on the
list. I know that's
right. Priebus is his name.
Rience, I don't know if he's Hispanic, Rience Priebus, I don't know. But he knows who he is, and I know he's listening. You're on the kitchen list, honey.
Congressman.
Oh, yeah,
John Boehner.
That's
Boehner.
My boy.
Yes, Barry Bonds' boy. And Senator Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, with his, he looks like one of those California prunes.
Didn't he just win? He just got
re-elected. Yeah, he got elected.
He was happy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in conjunction to the gentleman from Virginia that lost the primary. What was his name?
Cantor.
See, ever since Cantor got canned, hence his last name, these Republicans have been scared as hell with these midterm elections. So, man, when Mitch was, he got reelected, his ass was happy.
Oh, yeah.
He was happy. And then Boehner, how you pronounce it?
Boehner.
He's talking to the new people, the new elected people, like they got juice. They rookies. They don't know nothing.
No.
What do you think, Kettle? I mean, these are rookies. The people just got elected, the new senators and all.
And talking plans already, huh? Yeah, I put him on Kiss the list too. Yeah.
And then I got John Boehner here twice. Because then he made another statement talking to President Obama, saying when you play with fire, you get burned. And I'm saying, really, John? Burned by who? You? Child, please.
John Boehner, he's a man that acts like a senator, but he ain't nothing but a congressman. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, it was called the House of Representatives. Now, I don't know how a Congress position got so much rank and file. Man, back in the 70s and 80s, that was just like an entry-level job.
It sure was.
Now some of the Congress people are acting like senators. I mean, I guess anybody can put on a $400 suit in front of the game and some wireframe glasses in front of the game. That's half up going. People say, damn, look how well-dressed he is. Wow, look how suitable he looks. Is he a senator? Hell no. He's a congressman. He's a House of Representatives. He's got an entry-level job.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
They done pushed him up. That's what they done.
And we also got all the conservatives who blamed Barack Obama for Ebola.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Really.
He brought over from Hawaii.
And also, they are. Also, we got Frederick Rezaud, who's the head of the company that makes Cristal Champagne. For saying that, he can't forbid people from buying it, but clearly he doesn't want certain people buying his Cristal champagne.
That's bullshit because he's getting rich as hell off it. He's just like Timberland. Timberland back in the day was just a company with a pamphlet. They didn't even have a catalog, let alone a website. They were a pamphlet brochure company that you could put in your front pocket, and they sold stuff like bow and arrows and canteens.
Yeah,
and
camping gear.
All a bunch of flea-bitten stuff you take out on a camping trip. And now the hip-hop world has made them gazillionaires. Just like Chris Dow, he just put a twist on his ass. His pocket is lined with gold also.
Mm-hmm.
So don't believe the hype or the bullshit.
We also got Robert O'Neill, who is that ex-Navy SEAL that's been all over the news running around talking about he's the one that shot Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
But the Navy is saying he's not so.
He wasn't the one. He's running around like Tom Hanks in that movie. I have made fire.
So Robert O'Neill.
Is he trying to write a book behind this or something? Is that what's going on?
He did write a book. He did write a book.
He's out in his book sales.
Oh, Lord. Please help him.
Yeah, we got NASCAR. NASCAR for getting away with murder. They acting the fool.
You know,
sometimes you got to tune into your station. You see NASCAR on when you're flipping through the channels and you get to some NASCAR news, take a look at it sometime. You don't pass it by. Because believe me, great folks is watching black folks news and stories, and they scoping Steve Harvey and Tom Joyner and everybody else. So take the time to see what great folks are talking about. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And
do we have anybody else?
We got Adam Scheffner, who's one of the hosts of The Insider, telling them that Ray Rice, I don't know why he's going through this arbitration. You know, he don't need to come back, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Mind your damn business and just do your job.
Oh, yeah.
We got the Hyundai people for lying about the gas mileage, the Kia people, which is their sister company or brother company or second cousin company. They're on also.
Is that everybody?
Yep. And also the retailers and everybody.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the retailers. All you greedy, money-hungry, non-tradition-abiding retailers.
Who has people leaving their families at 5. Well, if the store opens at 5, that means the employee got to
be
there
around
three,
what, 2?
3? 2? Is that how the retail? How does the retail work, Kelly? You know anything about that retail world?
Yeah. All too well. Yep. Just money. That's what it is.
I'm sorry. If they want to open at 5, what time do they usually tell their employees to get there?
About 3.
Wow.
At least 2 hours prior. Mm-hmm. So they really interrupted their dinner. It's just crazy. And I don't understand Kmart. Kmart been doing it for almost 20 years. They're going to open, I think, earlier than noon, what you guys were reporting earlier.
I don't know.
I think they're going to open it.
Here's a store on Skid Row being carried by Sears.
I think they're on the bank of bankruptcy, on the verge of bankruptcy every other month or something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so for everybody on the Friday Kiss It list, we got a little something just for you.
Kiss my entire ass.
My ass.
Yeah, that is a true kiss. We could have went on and on, but we did a little.
We had to hold back.
Yeah, we had to hold back because there's a lot of people out there that we could have just put on
there. Hey, everyone, explain to everybody what the kissing list is so when they want to call in or tweet or whatever, so we'll know next week.
The Kiss It list is our list of, as you heard, people who have just been behaving badly, misbehaving, acting whack, saying stupid stuff, crazy stuff. If we catch you, we will flag you and put you on the Kiss It list. So for you listeners, if you got some people that you know that you want to put on the list, whether they be people you know personally, celebrities, politicians, your neighbors, your kids, whoever you want to put on the Kiss It list, call us up. Don't be afraid. If you don't want to take it, you know, do the dirty deed, that's what we're here for. We will help you out. We are here, as Steve Harvey says, we are here to help. So you give us a name, we will call them out and play the song for them. So you can hit us on Twitter at A Pajama Party, And if you hit us on Twitter, use hashtag KissIt, and we will pick it up from there. You can call us up when we're on the air, 914-803-4306. Press 1 and just tell us who you want to add on the list, and we will do it.
Yeah. What's up next, Rewind? You want to get up out of here?
Yeah, we're about to get up out of here. I got to go get me a new beret and go practice my French.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to, you know, send a shout-out to Kettle, who's down there on location, and hope everything, you and yours, everybody's in perspective and doing well, and that everybody's having a blessed time. And
We're working it out down here. Thanks, Papa. Mm-hmm. Well, what's your last word for the night, Red Wine?
I guess my last word is, people, enjoy yourself with your family. To all of you who work in retail, my heart goes out to you. I am so sorry that some of these greedy retailers are making their employees come in so early and just being downright what I think is disrespectful to the sanctity of the holiday that is known as Thanksgiving. But, you know, we can't all control it. But just know that I am launching a one-woman campaign. I'll probably be picketing in front of my own house, but I will be picketing. I don't like it. I don't like it, and I'm not going to put up with it. To our callers that we didn't get a chance to get to you tonight, we apologize, but we are wrapping it up for tonight. Be sure to tune in next Friday and give us a call. Press 1. We'll pull you up. Hear what you have to say.
Good night, everybody. All right.
Good night. All right, good night.
Good night, everybody. It's been fun.
All right.
Hey, make sure you visit our website as well, www.apajamaparty.com. We would love to hear from you. Check us out. You can visit our archive as well for any previous episodes that you might have missed. They're all right there. And we'll see you next week.
I want to give out one more shout out to the Hampton Inn, Fairburn, Georgia, thanks for everything. CTCA out there, all the doctors and nurses has helped us out. Also the caller, praying for her dad, and for Vera, praying for her grandson. Thanks so much.
Amen.
This is Kettle.
All right, Kettle. That's beautiful.
All right.
All right.
Okay, you guys.
We're out. Good
next
night.
Week. Take care.
Yeah. Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Party cool.